seventh key of Brooklyn Record. monk named Wei Chou at Yan. Wei Chou asked the teacher, "What is Buddha?" Yan said, "You are what Wei Chou." Monk named Wei Chou asked Yan. Wei Chou asked the teacher, "What is Buddha?" Yan said, "You are Wei Chou." That means you are Buddha. this is a very simple case. Well, in Buddhism, particularly Zen Buddhism, we emphasize oneness. This oneness is not something combined. It's not a combination of two things produced by somebody or something. Oneness is, well, in Buddhism we say not two, not different, or not same. Because Buddha is, Buddha, if you say we are Buddha, immediately we say we and Buddha, we think, we and also Buddha. So, and also we is something you are very familiar with, because that is you. But even though we are Buddha, Buddha is completely something different from you, because you with whom you are familiar is not exactly Buddha. So always so we think two things there. But in Buddhism always says we are Buddha. No gap between we and I and Buddha. Well, this is the most important point in Buddhism. But usually, if you explain this oneness in theoretically and in intellectually or emotionally, still they two things. Buddha and we go in parallel. Even though you build up, you know, theory of a trinity, okay? Buddha, you, and also whatever it is, Dhammakaya Buddha, or the truth, and human, and also, well, enlightenment, etc. Those three, even though you establish, you know, perfect theory of trinity, how three things work in reality, For instance, school, teacher, and student. It is still true. There is perfect theory. Theory of trinity. How three things work in reality. We can explain. But look how long you explain how important students are for the school, for the teacher, what students are, students lie in teacher's life, okay? Teacher lies in the student's life. School lies in Jesus' life, student's life, what do you say?
Those who all go in power will never become one.
That is the that is a very common thing we follow always. And this is human nature. Okay? This is the nature of human consciousness. That's why there is a huge mountain which is called philosophy, psychology, or whatever you say. Okay? Big mountains there. But while this Buddhism doesn't pay attention to, of course we pay attention to this theory of Trinity, but pay attention more carefully to manage himself before we establish theory of Trinity. So, Buddha, whatever you think, if it's what maybe you think deity or spirit or universal consciousness, whatever you explain, the term Buddha, but that is anyway nothing but intellectual emotional exploration. But Buddha must be you. For this, okay, for this, we need a practice. Practice means maybe you can, well, what would you say, shake yourself. What would you say, shake? Well, sort of when you hold yourself like this and shake yourself and wake up, you know. And this is a big shock for you. And this is the thing, but sometimes it's pretty hard to shake yourself by yourself, okay, alone. That's why sometimes we need, you know, the guidance. But sometimes teacher does, sometimes you can, the Buddha does, okay? So that Buddhism always puts out that shaking you, okay? Directly touching anywhere core of existence, okay? Anywhere core of existence. Core of existence is no gap between. But we need this shaking. Otherwise, we are based on. Now, again and again, we have to, anyway, shake. Wake up, always. And then sooner or later, maybe you say, ah, this is Kaya. This is the Buddha. At the moment when you say, ah, this is not intellectual understanding, this is not emotional understanding, this is not your feeling. Not your feeling. Okay? If you feel something from Buddhism or from you, or emotionally, that feeling is already something emotional explanation, interpretation. Okay? So Zen Buddhism or Buddhism is something more than this. That's why if you feel good from Zazen, you want to practice. If you don't feel anything, you don't want to do Zazen, or you are not interested. This is not the life. Okay? Life is complete. Beyond and your feeling, okay? So, that's why if you are interested, if you want to practice something, or if you are interested in life, anywhere completely beyond your feeling, anywhere constantly, we have to shake up, shake, you know, yourself, wake up. But that wake up doesn't make sense sometimes, because no result, no good feeling. But it's really touch, constantly it's penetrate. And sooner or later you can realize, oh, this is. The moment when you say, ah, this is, well, Buddha's teaching, at that time, you cannot sit down still. Immediately, it's what? Dynamically, you become active. But if you still have the feeling, if you depend on your feeling or your understanding, intellectually or emotionally, it doesn't work. It is not yet active. Do you understand? So For instance, the one word. The other day a person said, I understand what you said, sort of a center of the ball, okay? Center of the ball is always quiet. Wherever it goes, it rolls. Okay? This is our life. Basic attitude toward human life. Okay? Basically, as a whole, you must be you. Okay? Quiet. Yeah, around you, many things exist. And then you have to roll in all directions. Something we don't know. But anyway, we have to go. But nevertheless, wherever you may go, wherever you, your ball rolls, okay? Center is center. And then, maybe one word you really touch. One word touches your heart, touches the heart of your life, and then you say, ah, I understand. But still this is understanding. And today, still understanding. Even though you understand this intellectually or emotionally, you say, ah, but still center doesn't work. Sometimes I'm completely confused. And today, have you ever experienced this? I understand this final tranquility, stillness, wherever you may go, wherever I may go. But simultaneously, my center is still working under a certain circumstances. So, that means still our life is always depends on intellectual interpretation or emotional interpretation, okay? Always. Even though you say, ah, yes, I understand, still this is interpretation. That interpretation always, well, sometimes very quiet. Quiet doesn't mean, it means inactive. But if this understanding penetrates your skin, muscle, bone, and marrow, that time, what, that center is not the center in the ball, of the ball. That center is center of the torpedo. It really tells you in what direction you should go. Okay? Very active. That center becomes very active. So this is very important. In order to let the center become active, by thousand times, anyway, we have to shake ourselves. That's why, for century after century, the Buddha still teaches human beings are ignorant. We are Buddha, but we don't understand it. But how hard life, human life is, how hard the way to take care of human life is. Okay? But already Buddha said 2,500 years ago, but we don't understand. And then you live for 20 years, 30 years, and then experiencing the shaking yourself, waking up yourself, and then experiencing, understanding, and intellectually, emotionally, and then finally you understand, this is human life. But still, this is human life, it doesn't work. So still constantly we have to shake ourselves. Are you sure your life is really working well? No way. So, if you read this koan, what is a Buddha? The right end says the Buddha is you. You are Buddha. Immediately he says, Kali, it's immediate. But this answer doesn't connect with the question, what is Buddha? It doesn't connect because what the Fayyam wants to say is something beyond your feeling, intellectual or emotional, anyway, interpretation about Buddha. So, the Buddha is you is exactly, well, the Fayyam called very cold, necks and the shaking, this is you. Things are reaching always there in that way. So grasp it and shake it. Who is Buddha? This is so
we don't understand this, but it is important for us.
But certain things you didn't do so much,
holding you and grasping you and shaking you.
Talking this way is a little more quiet. That shaking is very behind. Behind your practice.
Kasho,
yes.
The then,
Chihin. So Zazen itself is a big shock,
okay, for you.
Kasho is really shocking yourself. Touching directly the core of existence. This is the thing that she can tell. So everyday life, that is the show and working kitchen and in the kitchen and the cleaning of home and studying itself. This is really directly touching the core of existence, which is called Buddha. That is very quiet. Very quiet. But in that way, it's a little bit very dynamic. Immediately, in that teeth is grasping and shaking. And then look at the Linda is way. Linda said told to the assembly, said the Buddha is going in and out from you, okay? All the constantly. And then the monk said, what is the Buddha? Buddha means, he said, the original nature of existence, original nature of the self. It means Buddha. And then immediately Lingzhi, the Zen master, descended from his platform of grass, which he just monks and shake it and just push him away. And that is you. And then he left. This is very dynamic, the actions, you know. But and then maybe he was very surprised, shocked. Even though he didn't understand that we need this one, the shaking. But if you do all this that they've actively on the surface of by existence, it's sort of a dramatic in your life. So Chinese people are really like dramatic. If you read the Koan, you understand this. So, let me read the pointer here. The thousand stages, they haven't transmitted the single word before sound. If you have never seen it personally, it's as if it were worlds away. A thousand stages haven't transmitted the single word before sound. If you haven't seen it personally, well, this is how sublime human life. If you can't touch it exactly through your skin, muscle, and bone, You cannot transmit it to the generation, future generation. How important it is. Okay. That is not understanding, intellectual or emotional understanding, interpretation of the human, how sublime human life is. Anyway, don't you think so? Anyway, that life of this sublimity of your life exactly one with you. And then at that time you can really teach human life. So that's why the many thousand stages really work hard in order to transmit how sublime human life is to the future generations. So working hard is not working hard just for them, for the future generations, all sentient beings. So you work hard. It is not just making money, or it is not to live in comfortable ways. Work hard is really to touch the core how sublime you are, human life is. This is the working hard, which you can transmit to future generations. This is our responsibility. Otherwise, if you live your life with just to make your money and to live in a comfortable way, well, it's fun, but I don't think it's deep. So, thousand species having to transmit the single word before sound. Anyway, even a single word, anyway, comes from there. If you have never seen it personally, it's as if it were washed away. Complete washed away. Even if you discern it before sound and cut off the tongues of everyone in the world, you are still not a sharp fellow. Okay? Even though you understand, okay? Understand the word before world was born in this world. In other words, even though you can't explain, interpret, okay, the beginning of the world, or end of the world, or world after death, even though you can teach, you are not yet sharp fellow. Because it is still nothing but intellectual, emotional interpretation. You can't depend on intellectual, emotional interpretation, because life is completely beyond that. So if you say you are Buddha, is exactly you are Buddha. Okay? So if we say the oneness, okay, immediately we attach to the oneness, okay, and ignoring the dualistic world. And then we see, if you see your life in the duality, we say our life is in the duality. So immediately we go toward there. So always going that way, this way. That's why, even though you can interpret, okay, intellectually or emotionally, the world after death or truth, it is not good enough. Because you still touch, you still hang on. Well, oneness. Therefore, it is said, the sky can cover it, the earth it can't support it, empty space can contain it, sun and moon can illuminate it, illuminate it. That is a Buddha. That is a oneness, okay? Oneness of the Buddha and you. That is nothing but a dynamic process of your life. If you see your life in the duality, of course it is duality. Dualism. But duality is not duality. Duality is anyway nothing but anyway Buddha. It comes from anyway Buddha. But it's Buddha. The Buddha must arrive in the dualistic world, meeting you, same thing. That means Buddha, anyway, becomes the illuminator for your dualistic world. So dualistic world is not dualistic, opposed to the Buddha or truth. Duality is duality, but duality is not duality, because Buddha was in the duality. At that time, Buddha is oneness is not the exact idea of oneness. Okay? There are two, but not two. Okay, because according to total dynamic working of the oneness, how can you say you are Buddha or you are dualistic? We cannot say. If you say we are dualistic, well, simultaneously you attach to it. So, say naturally, intellectually or emotionally, you ignore it. You try to keep away from dualistic. And very naturally, we try to hang on the truth. So this is really usual pattern of the human life. So in order to know directly oneness itself, not two, not one. Well, thousand times. We have to shake ourselves. So, that's when it is saying
The sky cannot cover it. The earth cannot support it. Empty space cannot contain it. Sun and moon can't illumine it. And then what is it? Where there is no Buddha and you alone are called the Anand One. Well, no Buddha. You cannot say Buddha, you cannot say human. Anyway, beyond, with the human and Buddha, anyway, at the top. Look at the top. Top has many colors. Buddha, dualistic world, anyway, many colors. Briefly speaking, two colors there, Buddha and duality. But what thing simultaneously? No discrimination of Buddha and duality. So there is only total dynamic thing on top, that's all. This is, anyway, what is called no Buddha. No Buddha, no duality, no duality. At that time, you alone are called the Anand One. Anand One. For the first time, you have amounted to something. At that time, you can have a little bit closely access to Buddha itself. But not exactly. Not exactly. Because if you work, if you are very active dynamically, you feel your life worth living. Then you really get the energy to live. But it is. You are called in like Buddha, Anand One at that time. But it's pre-cross. Not exactly. It's not exactly. Because still there is intellectual, emotional interpretation. Okay? Well, constantly we should shake ourselves. Okay? Is that okay? Are you sure? Okay? Because everything is changing. Emptiness. This is the very truth. So otherwise, if you are not yet this way, penetrate through on the top over here and release the great shining illumination. Then, well, how can we do this? This is nothing but anyway. Interpretation. It is not the interpretation, emotionally or intellectually. This is something you have to do. According to the truth, there is no space to let you in, okay? No space. Okay? So, there is no excuse, okay? Completely, you have to totally accept. You must be right there. Okay? But, we cannot exist in that way.